You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we're talking with Cameron James Smith. Cameron, thanks so much for coming in today.
Howdy. How you doing?
So I have to ask because, you know, first off the gate, you know, I screwed your name up. So Cameron James Smith, it feels like there should be like a either like – have you had anyone ever move those around or drop one off? Or
just about every single time.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
You are not alone. And I was playing at Cook's. I think it was last Thursday. No, sorry. It was two Thursdays ago. I was playing at Cook's with the songwriter song swap deal, and the guy who was. The DJ for that, he said, the three names is usually reserved for songwriters and serial killers.
That is true.
And I was like, wow, okay, yeah. And so, but people mess that up all the time. But I understand it's long. It's a lot of syllables. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out whether I wanted to go with Cameron James or Cameron Smith. And both of those, there are so many people that are trying to make it in music going by either Cameron James or Cameron Smith. So when I was looking on Spotify and Apple Music, I found that there's nobody going by my full name, Cameron James Smith. So,
well, there you go.
I went with it. And
so you are from the Amarillo area.
I am.
And yeah. Let's see, if you were to become a serial killer and stay in the Amarillo area, let's see, you could be the like the Yellow Rose Killer or something like that.
Oh, my.
I mean, this is, you know, you gotta be thinking about this, you know, all your career paths, possibilities.
I don't think that's a possibility for me. I don't think that's really a career path I've ever desired.
Well, that actually is probably for the best. Well, yeah. Cameron, kind of tell us about you. I mean, beyond your three names, what do we need to know?
That's pretty much it. Just three names. so yeah, I was born actually in Illinois. And my dad was working as a youth pastor in Illinois at a church. And 2 months after I was born, they moved to Amarillo, and I've been there for 23 years now. So it's been great. I love it in this area of Texas. I've just recently, 2 weeks ago, got to go on a radio tour down into southern Texas and eastern Texas, and just it's beautiful down there. But mm-hmm. I also like really love the flatness up here, which is weird because I feel like some people are like, why would you like the flatness? And I'm sitting over here like, well, like, for one, nobody can sneak up on you when you can see for miles. You can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks. You know, there's just some really great things about the flatness, and I love it. You know, big clear skies, and so I love it over here. But I grew up going to church, and I actually work as a worship leader right now at a church in Amarillo called St. Stephen United Methodist Church.
Oh.
And do you know about that one?
I do. My son went to youth camp this past year, and he was in the cabin with St. Stephen's kids.
Yeah, One Way?
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah. My granddad started that, actually.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I've got church, and faith is a humongous part of my life. And it always will be. It's always been a huge part of who I am. And I started leading worship, I think as soon as like seventh grade, and was in the youth choir, youth band, all that stuff. And then now I actually get to be a worship leader at that church that I grew up at, which is really special.
That is really cool.
Really special for me. And then I've also got a cover band on the side in Amarillo, and we play 80s rock and country music. And so they have me singing Journey and Van Halen, and then switch over to Garth Brooks and George Strait. And so it's very insane. So you can probably hear my voice is a little bit like shot this morning. We had a gig on Friday night and a gig. I had a gig on Saturday night and then led worship Sunday morning. And so that's fairly standard for me on the weekends. But it's been special. And then I've been recently. I wanted to play some original music of my own. I've been writing and. So yeah, I've got in touch with some really great people who have been helping me out a lot. My promoter Jen, and she's been helping me out a lot, and it's been great.
Let's talk about your you recently released a single, This Heart Belongs to Texas, and we'll play it here in a second. But you know, I want to know about, you know, you you very much, people always are like, well, you know, if you weren't born here, you're not really a Texan. But, you know, you've been here your entire life. And right. This is, you know, your description of Amarillo or just the panhandle in general is perfect because, you know, I grew up in the DFW area and went to high school in East Texas. And I completely understand first time coming out here and experiencing. And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I love this.
It's so different. And but it's very special still.
Mm-hmm.
And with This Heart Belongs in Texas, I wrote it with a guy from Sunray, actually, Sunray, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in Nashville now, but he's from Sunray. And from Sunray's like, do you know where Sunray is?
We do, yeah. And Sunray just, sorry to say, Sunray just lost to the Florida Lady Winds softball team this weekend. So.
Yeah, so they're
sorry, not sorry. Actually, you know.
So they're up north of Amarillo, kind of by Dumas, that area. So real small town, Texas, and he wrote this song with me about, you know, really wanting to like having this desire to leave and like chase dreams, to chase lights and stuff, and then realizing that, you know, you can run, but your heart belongs somewhere. And for me, that's Amarillo, Texas. It always has been, always, I don't know anything else, you know, always will be. And it's special for me, but you know, the song talks about, you know, dirt and wind and tumbleweeds, you know, sure sound good to me.
Yeah.
And people probably listen to that and they're like, oh my gosh, but I love them. And the funny thing, actually, I had some friends from DFW who came in last weekend because my band, we were supposed to open for Aaron Watson in Borger. They had a big deal there, and real sad thing, he actually wound up getting sick. He's got some problems with his voice right now, but they came in from DFW to watch us, and they'd never seen a tumbleweed before. And they didn't realize that they existed. They thought they were just in cartoons. And I was like, no, they're real.
That's a real thing, yeah.
They're real. But I don't know. It's just special to me. That's where my heart belongs. And wanted to write a song that kind of just captured that feeling. And my hope is that people will take it and make it their own. And so, you know, I've been up into Oklahoma and talked with them. You know, hopefully people will say that, you know, their heart belongs in Oklahoma because of these different regions, and New Mexico. Hopefully your heart belongs in New Mexico if you live there because of these different reasons. But for me, it's Texas. And I just wanted to capture that.
Cool. Let's pause here and listen to This Heart Belongs in Texas.
Went from 806 to 818. I traded Texas for LA. 1,100 miles was all it took for me to see what I had done. And like a bullet from a gun, I ricocheted. Deep in the heart of Texas, there's a place a mile square. A little spit and miss it, no, there ain't much there. Dirt and wind and tumbleweed sure sound good to me. Even if I live by all my exes, this heart belongs in Texas. This heart belongs in Texas. An old white church and a Dairy Queen. Tell me, what more do you need? The bright lights I was chasing were waiting right up in that South Plains sky. Nowhere else I'd rather be. Deep in the heart of Texas, there's a place a mile square. A little spit and miss it, no, there ain't much there. The dirt and wind and tumbleweed sure sound good to me. Even if I live by all my exes, this heart belongs in Texas. Best place this side of heaven. Deep in the heart this, there's a place a mile square. A little spit and miss it, and none there ain't much there. But dirt and wind and tumbleweed sure sound good to me. Even if I live by all my exes, this heart belongs in Texas. This heart belongs in Texas.
That was This Heart Belongs to Texas by Cameron James Smith. See, I got it right that time.
Hey.
So, Cameron, you mentioned you have been a music minister or a worship leader for a number of years now. But what was the reason that you got into playing and wanting to become a guitarist professionally and become a singer? Like, some people, do it bivocationally. Some people do this, because they just love to sit around. But you're making a career out of this. Mm-hmm. So what was the thought behind that?
Yeah, so I started out actually, obviously playing worship music and knowing that I always knew I wanted to do music. I just didn't know how. And so I've been playing guitar now for 13 years, and singing since I could talk. So I knew I wanted to do music. I just didn't know how I wanted to do music. And after high school, I went to college at WT, and I wasn't involved in music really at all that year. And it was like one of the worst years ever for me, just because there was something missing. And it very clearly was, I wasn't doing music. I wasn't doing this thing that's such a huge part of me. And I kind of realized then and there, like, it has to be a big part of my life. Like, it can't, for me, it, like, I can't just do it on the side. Or I'll always, like, to me, I'll always feel like I'm missing something. And so, right about that time, my brother started this cover band in Amarillo, and they needed a singer for, like, a couple gigs. And so I started singing with them and really just fell in love with it. I fell in love with performing and playing music and getting to entertain people and meet people. For me, meeting people, I think, is one of my all-time favorite parts about this job. The music's great, but like I was telling somebody the other day, it feels like my job is to make friends, and that's a blast for me, I get to come meet guys like you and meet people at different shows and whatnot who are just, they're regular people. And I love to hear their stories and hear about, the things that they're passionate about and hopefully sing and put forth messages that make people think and make people really connect with some of the deeper messages in life. And but I realized, I want to do this for a living. And if I'm going to do it for a living, like, I got out of college graduated back in 2020 and realized, I should go ahead and start this thing because, I mean, now's the best time to start it, Aaron Watson has a song that says, I became an overnight success in just over 10 years. So I'm like looking at the watch and I'm like, okay, if I'm 23 right now, like maybe if I start it now by 33, I can hopefully live off of it. Yeah, I just realized, I needed to be able to live off of it because there's not really much of a second, a next plan. It's what I'm passionate about. It's what I love to do. And to get to connect with people from a stage and then even just out in the audience, get to walk around and talk to people, that's so special for me. So I think all that together kind of helped me see that, I needed to get serious about this. And so, this is just kind of the front end of that. But it's been really special so far.
So you talked about you are on, like, you can, Friday night in theory, you could be playing 80s hair metal covers or, Journey covers.
Yeah.
Saturday night, you could be doing Garth Brooks. Sunday, you could be doing, praise and worship music. So, you also write your own stuff and you kind of have kind of moved into that as well. How do you find the time?
So I've found, so that's been difficult lately, especially being out on radio tours, because right now, pretty much the only time I have to go on radio tours is like Sunday afternoon through like Tuesday night. And then Wednesday I've got rehearsal with my band, Thursday I have rehearsal with my worship team, Friday we'll have a gig, Saturday we'll have a gig, Sunday morning I'll have worship. So I've been going out on Mondays and Tuesdays. And so I've found lately the best time is just when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
I talked with a guy named Kevin Galloway, who was he was the front man for this band called Uncle Lucius.
Mm-hmm.
They were huge and he's extremely talented and they've got amazing music. And he was doing a song swap with me about a month ago down in Belton, Texas, and maybe it was like a month and a half ago now, but
Belton, home of one of the best barbecue places in Texas.
That's where it was. Ships.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's if you don't leave there smelling like meat, you have done something wrong.
Yeah. If you don't leave anywhere smelling like meat, you've done
something
wrong.
That's true. That's true.
But, yeah, it was amazing. We played a song swap there and I got to sit down with him afterwards and just talk with him. And he talked about windshield time and, how he would drive and, he would just get to drive and think and contemplate life and all these things. And so for me, I really appreciate the windmill time, or windmill.
Could be, depending on what part of Texas you're driving through.
Windshield time of driving around and thinking about life, thinking about different messages and stuff. And usually it'll come to me in the form of a melody or like maybe a hook. And then I'll have to pull over sometimes and write it, you know, otherwise it'll leave me. And I wrote a song about a month ago where that happened. And it came to me just on the way home. I was driving back from Dallas. It came to me on the way home. I wrote the whole chorus in my head. And as soon as I got home, I like didn't even unpack or anything. Grabbed my guitar, wrote the whole song, and then unpacked. But that was a long day, but it was totally worth it because I love the song.
I'm picturing you somewhere along 287, just like, you know, riding out on the side of your car. You know, you've got mm-hmm. like you're pulled over into like an Allsup's parking lot somewhere mm-hmm. and just writing.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like. I started kind of with the hook and then, you know, the very last line, and then kind of like worked my way back up through the chorus mm-hmm. a little bit. And I had the full chorus like in my head and like on my phone. And then when I got home, I wrote the verses for it. And, but yeah, I mean, it came to me, I just kind of have to find time, to write. And sometimes I'll go, you know, a couple weeks without writing cause I'll just get so busy, but getting to spend nights in hotel rooms with nothing else to do is really a great time to sit down and write.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love for you to play something for us.
Yeah. So I'll actually play that song.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So this song is called Leaving You, and it's about, leaving somebody that you love, maybe you're in a long distance relationship or something, and leaving, just kind of having to go through that, and how it never seems to get any easier. And so, here it goes.
This is Cameron James Smith. I'm live from the back room.
It took me 10 long years to play guitar like I do. It took even longer to learn to carry a tune. The more I worked, the more I learned. Standing up on a stage, night after night, learning to talk, took me some time. But I wouldn't trade it, I love entertaining. But turning that key, and starting that engine, pointing those headlights in the other direction, watching those tears falling down on your face in the rear view. Driving back north, 400 miles, still coming up short, missing your smile, the one thing that don't get any easier the more I do. My poor mama, when I learned to drive, I bet every day she was scared for her life.
Practice makes perfect, in time I learned it. And I first tried talking to God up above. I couldn't find the words and nearly gave up. But there was a peace, and now He's part of me. Yeah. Oh, I'm turning that key, starting that engine, and pointing those headlights in the other direction. Watching those tears falling down on your face in the rear view. And driving back north, 400 miles, still coming up short. Missing your smile, the one thing that don't get any easier the more I do. Leaving you, I'll never get used to leaving you.
I got to say, in the 30 minutes that I've known you, in our conversation, I've been impressed with things I've picked up on, and hearing that, it feels like such a manifesto of you, and I think that's incredible that you kind of put that out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's a good song. I like it a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, I got the when I was driving home from DFW after leaving my girlfriend, I got the one thing that, a lot of things get easier the more you do them. Mm-hmm. You play guitar and you get better and better at playing guitar the more you play. And same with singing and same with most things in life. But oftentimes when you're leaving somebody that you love, it doesn't get easier. It actually gets harder.
I understand that.
It goes the other way around.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got that in my head and it just kept bouncing around. And then, I had 5 hours of windshield time to put that chorus together. So then, I got home and threw all that together. But, yeah.
Are you ever worried about, when you are writing a song, about, do I not put my whole truth, or do I not, do you ever worry about, what you're going to say?
As far as,
with that one, it being so personal, is there something I personally would be nervous about, myself singing like that?
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate those who do, and I'm always impressed by people who can share that kind of, vulnerability, I guess.
Yeah.
You'd say.
Yeah. For me, I think the most important thing when it comes to writing for me is authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to be true to who you are. There's a million people out there trying to be the next, trying to follow the formula and be the next, superstar. And I think, that works to a degree, but I think there's a lot of people who really appreciate, and more than appreciate, but need someone who's just authentic. I have these hurts, I have these struggles, and I found even in big time music, the songs that seem to capture the biggest audiences have been the ones where people can look at it and say, wow, he's a real person. Mm-hmm. She's a real person. They have these problems and I have those problems too. I have those feelings. And so for me, it's about, trying as hard as I can to just stay true to who I am, stay true to what, my convictions are, and yeah, so.
And it's, music is such a connecting thing for people. Mm-hmm. People will hear a song and be like, I relate to that so much. I mean, and I'm sure you have noticed this, especially in worship. It's kind of that same idea of you have a song. I was thinking about on Sunday we sang the chorus, you are good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a simple word, and you're telling God, hey, you're good. And he's like, okay. But then you really stop and think about what that means, and it's such a anybody can relate to that, either a small child to an elderly adult. Right. They all understand that concept.
Right.
And anytime that you have a song where you can relate, I think about leaving my wife and my son to have to go on a road trip. I mean, my wife and I have been married 20 years, and our son is 11, and it's still tough to leave them for stuff. So
right, yeah, and I don't know that. I don't know. It just like I was hoping that by writing that song, I could. What's the word? Connect with that feeling of obviously a lot of people have written, it's hard to leave somebody.
Right.
And so the question is, how do you do that in a way that's authentic to you? And so I also knew for me, I wanted to put that verse in there about learning how to pray, that was important to me. From the start of the song, I was like, it would be cool, to throw that element in
right.
there.
Right. Because that's you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
So let's get weird. Okay. I always warn artists that I'm going to ask them questions that what's the one question that no one has ever asked you? And I then offered you a bottle of water, and you were so excited to find out that it was cold.
Yes. Yes.
Never really have thought about that, but you have a solid take on how water should be served.
I do. I might get in trouble for saying this because there's definitely a cult following of room temperature water, and I don't know why. To me, I just can't do room temperature water. For me, it has to be 1 degrees above freezing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ice cold.
If 32 degrees is a frozen water bottle, then 33 is right where I like to sit. And so I appreciate that a whole lot. For me, I don't know, the freezing water, it just brings my voice to life. But on Sunday mornings, one of my buddies, he is always telling me that he doesn't understand because room temperature water is supposed to be so much better for you. And I don't know, man. I guess I just need to feel something. And if that's, freezing cold vocal.
Feel it on your pipes as it's going down.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm in your camp, by the way, because I was telling you, most people who listen to this show know I lead music at a church in Floydada. And, I always have that, cold glass of water with me because the one time you don't have it, you're going to wish you had it, and you've got yours there, too.
Got mine right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially most weekends I'll sing for about 10 or 11 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and I'm thankful that I haven't lost my voice by now.
Let's take a water break real quick.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
that was nice. That was special.
Yeah. Hopefully that audio came through.
You're going to be like, what just happened? For those of you who are listening, we just both took a drink of water at the same time. So I sing for about 10 or 11 hours. And I haven't had to, up until recently, I haven't had to do anything on Mondays and Tuesdays. So we have staff meetings on Tuesday. But pretty much I've just been vocal rest Monday and Tuesday to try to get ready again for the next weekend. But then going out on radio tour, the only days I have free are Monday and Tuesday. So now I'm like, oh gosh, I have I have to sing for 11 hours this weekend, and then I have 5 hours to prepare and get
gotta
ready.
Gotta talk to a bunch of DJs. It's worse.
Well, I don't mind the talking as much as the singing. I have just a hard, you hit the same buttons and you don't get the same results when your voice is tired. And so, but I don't know. I love cold water. Always been a fan. Thankful that you have some cold water today.
We're glad to help here. So, Cameron James Smith, where can people find you? Where do you exist in the? Obviously, you're in the Amarillo area, but
you can find me in Amarillo.
And at St. Stephen's Methodist Church.
Yes, on Sunday mornings.
But where do you exist online?
Yeah. So, Cameron James Smith on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. All three of those, if you type in Cameron James Smith, I'm there. And then on Facebook and Instagram, it's Cameron James Smith Music. And the same with the website. It's CameronJamesSmithMusic.com. So.
And where do you play in Amarillo on Friday and Saturday generally?
Yeah, so it's all over the place. I think we've played just about everywhere. So we've played at Smoky Joe's. we play at Teddy Jack's. Pretty much anywhere there's live music, we play at Starlight Ranch, and just all over the place. And then we've just recently started getting to go to some smaller towns around Amarillo, and we've gotten to do like some street dances and stuff. There's
nice.
A steakhouse in Dalhart that we get to play at.
I've heard that place is pretty awesome.
Okay, it might be the best steak I've ever tasted in my entire life. Yeah.
See, the best steak I can think of is in Canadian.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go to Dalhart.
I'll have to go to Canadian. Yeah. So and the owners are great, Randy and Lisa White. They're incredible. They have this amazing steak. And I remember the first time that we went there, we were trying to keep the tab low because they said that they would cover us. And so we were like, oh, it's a steakhouse, you know, we should keep the tab low. So we all ordered like chicken or something like that. And they came out and they were like, what's wrong with the steak? And we were like, we were trying to keep the tab low. And she was like, why? So now we get like the prime rib and like the $30 New York strips, and like it's amazing. We're very appreciative. They're great people. We get to play there a lot. And so X10 in Dalhart.
Okay.
Steakhouse, very, very good. And then pretty much all over the place in Amarillo. We've got like a Bands in Town page, and the cover band's called the Band Monarch, but then I've got my own solo shows also. I'll be playing at the Golden Light on Western here later this month. I think it's May 27th or 28th.
Okay.
And then I played in Panhandle this last weekend at the Buffalo Grass Music Hall. So Cameron James Smith, if you look that up, you can find.
Cool. And you've played Cokes before, and it sounds like you kind of come down here to the Lubbock area as well. So.
Yeah, yeah. Love Cokes. It's great. I've gotten to play there twice. I've gotten to play there with my band, and then I got to play a song swap just by myself.
Right.
Couple weeks ago. So,
well, Cameron, we certainly appreciate you coming in. You know, this has been fun. Is there anything else you'd like to say or plug?
Man, that's a good question.
The floor is yours.
I should probably think about that more. No, I just am very, very appreciative for the radio DJs and the people listening to radio, because I know that, you know, it's a struggle these days. But very, very appreciative for the opportunity to come in the studio and get to talk and play music. It's very special for me, and I've been very thankful.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Something you can play us out with?
Sure, yeah. So I have a single coming out actually on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's not going to be released to radio, but it's just going to be on my Spotify.
Right.
So that's under just Cameron James Smith on Spotify. And so it's called Lone Star, so keeping with the Texas theme.
Mm-hmm.
But here it goes. When the sun lays down its head and the moon slips out of bed and a red sunset fades to a black blanket, God punched holes in to let a little heaven peek through. I see you in those eyes like midnight in Amarillo, and a smile as wide as the Paladuro. Your heart so big, Texas barely holds in my panhandle candle that's always glowing. There's a trillion lights in the sky out of where we are. Oh, and they shine, but they don't outshine my lone star. A lot of girls in the KC boots, oh, but honey, there's only one you. In a field of yellow roses, girl, I hope you know that you're the only one I see. Thank God you're looking at me with those eyes like midnight in Amarillo,
smile as wide as the Paladuro. Your heart so big, Texas barely holds. In my pen and a candle that's always glowing. There's a trillion lights in the sky out where we are. They shine, but they don't outshine my lone star. No, I don't need no sun or moon. Baby, all I need is you. With those eyes like midnight in Amarillo, and a smile as wide as the Paladuro. Your heart so big, Texas barely holds. In my pen and a candle, it's always glowing. There's a trillion lights in the sky out where we are. They shine, they don't outshine my lone star. They don't outshine you. They don't outshine you, my lone star.